Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The World Series in a word? Oy. It's now 3-0 as the Yankees lost Game 3 to the Dodgers 4-2 in the Bronx. Game 4 is tonight.
The Yankees kept the fans hanging until the bottom of the ninth before they put any runs on the board. Kathy from Harrison, New York says it's just not enough.
We just can't hit. It's very disappointing.
The team couldn't come through for the more than 49,000 here at the stadium, but Mark from Washington, D.C. isn't giving up.
Hopefully we'll be able to come back.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep a good attitude because first time in 15 years, so hopefully we have something to show for it, and then Juan Soto signs with us for the rest of his life.
Signing Soto, already thinking ahead to next year. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The FDNY, Homeland Security, and others hosting a two-day symposium on Randall's Island. The subject, the dangers of lithium-ion batteries. Let's get details live from our Glenn Chuck.
And good morning. Among the ideas that are going to be discussed here at this symposium, the creation of a nationwide checklist where e-bike battery fires can be cataloged and analyzed. Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker, speaking with 1010 Winds, saying the lithium batteries are not just a New York City problem, national, in fact, maybe an international issue.
We are sharing information about what we're seeing here in New York City, but we're not alone in this. These fires are happening all over the world, and we're both sharing our knowledge and we're learning from fire departments that will be joining us.
And among those departments, in fact, that will be attending, Denver, Seattle, Atlanta, Chicago, and other smaller cities as well. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Randall's Island.
The Consulate General of Israel hosted a ceremony on the Upper East Side Monday commemorating the 10/7 Hamas attacks. On the Hebrew calendar, it took place last year on the holiday of Simchat Torah.
Hundreds of Jewish New Yorkers are standing in solidarity at the Park East Synagogue to remember one of the darkest days in the Jewish community since the Holocaust, the October 7th massacre. Dor Malul, the master of ceremony, says his fellow Jewish people must not give up hope.
Hope for brighter days, for peace, for life, and for unity.
Rabbi Arthur Schneier leading tonight's prayer.
In solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Israel, remembering the brutality of November 7th, perpetrated against Israel, the Jewish people, and all of humanity.
To this day, more than 60 living hostages are still being held against their will by Hamas in Gaza, with at least 7 American citizens who also remain in Hamas captivity. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Work for the city? Looking to start a family? Mayor Adams has announced a list of new benefits designed to make it easier for city workers to do just that.
We have to attract talent and retain talent, and that attraction and retention is more than just in salaries. It is in what benefits are we offering and how we become a fairer city.
This includes as much as $10,000 in reimbursement for costs associated with adoption, surrogacy, and fertility procedures. The mayor says this marks the first time a major American city has come out with a plan like this, which is similar to those offered to those who work in the private sector. The New York City Council, hospitals, and health committees to hold a joint hearing today. This is to look at how hospital closures are affecting local communities. Councilmember Mercedes Narcisse tells 1010 Winds they need to figure out how to prevent neighborhoods from turning into healthcare deserts.
We have to insist for engagement, meaningful community engagement for the hospital closure. We know when the hospital closed, what happened to our community. So it is imperative more than ever to let our voices out.
She says part of the issue is to get to the bottom of why a hospital might be closing in the first place. Specifically, lawmakers are expected to discuss Mount Sinai Beth Israel, which has been the subject of an ongoing legal fight. The death of a woman at a spa in Watermill, Long Island, has been ruled a homicide. She has yet to be publicly identified, but her body was found inside a room at the Shusugi Ban house. No word yet how she died, but police say the woman was the victim of violence. Anyone with information is asked to call Long Island Crime Stoppers 800-220-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.